The Commissioner of the State Department of Environmental Conservation, Joe Martens, announced that he is leaving his position just 2 days after he issued the final environmental impact statement banning hydrofracking in New York. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, the final report on fracking is a signal for others to move on as well. Anti-fracking groups say they are using New York's stance to help convince other states and even countries to also ban the gas drilling process.
Julia Walsh, who's led the group Frack Action through years of protests, hearing testimony, and other actions, helped deliver a thank you petition to Governor Cuomo the day the fracking ban was formalized.
Today is a great day to be a New Yorker.
Walsh says when New York began the process to ban fracking last December, it helped influence other groups in the U.S. and around the world.
In Maryland, they passed a two-year moratorium after New York, so that bill was brought back to life after New York's ban. We also saw moratoriums in Scotland and Wales immediately after New York.
And the local government in Lancashire, England, in late June rejected a fracking application by a gas company. The Department of Environmental Conservation says it received 260,000 public comments and held four hearings during the 7 years it considered whether to allow fracking in New York. The public input occurred before an over two-year delay, as the Cuomo administration said it was reviewing health studies connected to fracking. During that time, little information was revealed. Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, announced late last year that he was recommending that fracking be banned in New York.
I cannot support high-volume hydraulic fracturing in the great state of New York.
In its final assessment, the environmental agency says the entire process of fracking can result in adverse environmental impacts, which can still be present decades after a well has been drilled and capped. The agency says encouraging more fracking in New York will lead to growth in the natural gas industry and more pipelines and compressor stations that could harm state-owned preserves, freshwater wetlands, and forests. The final statement also expresses concerns about the dangers of spills or runoff from fracking contaminated water, as well as possibly earthquakes. The agency says it considered taking mitigation measures to reduce potential air and water pollution and destruction of natural habitats, but concluded they would not work. Business groups continue to decry the ban.
I think it should be reconsidered.
The New York State Business Council President Heather Brichetti says an EPA study released in early June said there is not widespread drinking water contamination from fracking, though it did find some specific instances of drinking water harm.
We have to go back and consider the economic benefit that has been demonstrated in areas where exploration has been permitted. Pennsylvania, the Dakotas, I mean, the positive economic impact is undeniable.
She says no activity is without some risk.
If that was the test, we wouldn't be able to get on a plane, get in a car, have electricity. I mean, it's not a valid argument.
But Brichetti says she realizes that politically it's unlikely that fracking will be revisited again for a while. The Environmental Conservation Commissioner, Joe Martens, wrote an email letter to his agency's employees. In it, he says he's proud to have headed an agency that responded to natural disasters like Hurricanes Irene and Sandy, and most recently helped to find two escaped prisoners from a North Country prison. And Martens thanked his staff for all of their hard work during the long controversy over fracking. In his letter, he says, there's simply too many unknowns and the possible risks too great to allow fracking to go forward. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.